It goes up Pirchas Adain. You'll find the Rambam keeps repeating a lot of the points, a lot of different letters, a lot of different people. The reason why I didn't answer so quickly is because I wasn't well. Not because people said Lashon Hara about you. I know that when people repeat things from other people, and they add stuff, and especially if somebody wants to carry conversations and sort of, make juicy conversations, they tend to spice up. And therefore, I discount things that I heard. V'shevach l'keil, I feel shemati b'oznai, v'yadati b'vadei shana plen yiskav b'kloini b'ot, b'dvarai. Even if I actually knew that it was true that somebody had been miskavit b'kloini or b'ot b'dvarai, he came out against what I said, I feel a cheref, eni margesh v'li makbid al zeh. I really don't care. Ala emcho v'eslach, I'm forgiving. You sort of put a shvu on me that I should not throw you away because after what I said about you, I will never uproot that which I planted. So this is obviously a Talmud of his some sort who must have gone with whoever the people were opposing him. And he basically said, I would never cast away that which I built. Al yala libcha la'olam, la'yatov, la'talmid, kalvachayim, la'chocham, she'giyah lecha meni roi, shum tzar, filgav dvarim. No Talmud, meaning a junior person, nor certainly not a chocham, would I ever do bad into. V'zeh she'amal ha'dayin, ha'chosid, she'ka'asti ha'alvach sofra rishin. And the fact that you were told, whoever it was, one is Dayanim, that I was upset, Emesomar, it's true, I was upset what you wrote. And the Rambam basically is distinguishing between his personal feelings of being hurt and upset from lashing out against the other person. And it's something to think about, the idea that a person is a person and, you know, you are upset when something happens to you bad, but how you react and therefore what? So he said, you heard that I was upset? Yes, I was. But like Sav Mali Sigim, I get this letter with a lot of difficult statements. I'm deathly ill. The Rambam does write that there was a time when his brother died, that for a year he was really, really very sick. Maybe this was the same thing. And he says, you write like this, this is how you write. This is the nusach that you use. He says, everyone came, they told me, we can't stand the Rambam. You asa and matter whatever you feel like. And we have a Mesoris that you can't daven if you're Balkari until you go to the Yam and you're Metaya. And your Mata just kind. Let's go be Vard Alocha. That's how you wrote it to me. In Varecha Hamard in Varche Machisan Filula Zokin Oy Enkon. Take a look and tell me if what you wrote wouldn't have gotten even Hill upset. Omarta Shekomo comes Kenuk Tanim. You said everybody. Vidovidu Barsa Herkulo. It's not true. There were some people that were upset and said things, but to say that there was a grassroots opposition, it's not true. Alaksas Mamarats are Shaitim. There was some Mamarats. But you sort of, propped them up and he said, "Ah, vasisos okil and divach chacham gedolim al mesayrus gom asayim." He said these people have a mesayrus from avos and avos avaseihem. These are people who are ignorant. They don't know. They don't understand what they learned and so on. Va'oid sheba mechalal dvarim sheizdarta visikantosh oslik betolikas zekneses acharitzu mikari. And you kiilu write that that's the halacha that you can't daven and learn unless you your table kills carry. And they asked that you should say a drasha about how wrong it is to daven when you are balkari. That's wrong. Is it kala chomer? What do you mean it's chomer? There's no halach like that. It's not true. It is a minog in Bavel and in the Maghreb, which is West Africa, you know, the western part, like Algerians, Morocco. I will bechol are Rome with Sarfas, Holby Provincia, in Rome and in France and Provence, Ansherechem or Logmazet. They never, they weren't like that minog. Umaisa Thomas Vacham Don Rabbanim Rechem is Fard, or Shosan Roitzim Mikari Cycling, but even the Matam Kisesh Melem. And when your Rabbanim came and they saw this minog, they said you picked up from the Arabs. The Arabs used to do it. I don't have no idea if they still do it, but there is no such halach like that. So don't tell me that everyone does it, and don't tell me it's a very dava chomer. It's not. What kind of dava chomer is it? It's a minhag. And what you should have said when these people rose up, you should have taught them what halacha is. And Balkari mutterly conscious like Nasalikosefatera. So learning and walking to a shul, there's not even a minhag like that. And you should have been very emphatic about it. Avlispalel, as far as davening, a dava told a minhag, that is a minhag. Kol Yisrael Shebene Shmeilim Nogal Lechoitz. The Jews who live amongst the Arabs do wash. V'chol Yisrael Shebene Arelim, those who live in Christian countries, lo Nogal Lechoitz. Now, I don't know if it obviously means it's totally because the Arabs do and the Christians don't. I'm not sure if he's saying it cynically, like, yeah, it's a minig that dovetails exactly with the goyim. I'm not sure if he means that. Or he means to say that it's appropriate. It can't be that we would do something that, you know, our worship would be kind of inferior. And I don't know if he means if he's supportive or not. So he said, you should have preached to stick with the minhag. That's correct. And this is the Rambam Shita over and over again. To teach halacha bombastically, like this is an Issa D'Oraisa Gomer and it's Chayav Karas and so forth, when it's not true, should not be taught. But if a person has a chiv to keep a minhag, he should be taught that way. We saw it when he was speaking about the Bavel. He said, if you're telling him that it's also to go on the ships on Shabbos, you are teaching them false halacha. If you're teaching them that
what was the scenario there?
I'm sorry. Hey, what?
What was the case by Bavel?
In Bavel was like this. People used to go on a ship in deep waters from on Shabbos. They were on those ships before Shabbos and they would travel on it. And the Rambam said so the question was about is it chumin, and the people, so the Rambam paskin that it's mutter, the Rabbanim Iraq passing its asa, they came out against the Rambam, sent him similar type of letter. And the Rambam said, listen, if you're teaching them that it's asa me'ikar adin, over there the question is about tchumin lamala masara. If you're teaching them that me'ikar adin it's asa, it absolutely is false, and you should never teach that. If you feel that it's important to make a takana, then that's absolutely correct. That's fine. And you should say so. We're making a takana that nobody travel on these ships. And we have good reason to make these takanas. And people have to listen to the takana. But don't piss off something that's a takana as something that's me ikra din. because that's amaratzis, and that's wrong. It's being mitzi taira falsely. That's the Rambam over there. So he said, "Aval aval kalkel shuner v'sinu kalkel shura." Really, he said, you know, emotions tend to destroy the emes. Ipnei asin ashay zuchavrim daniel ka'asta v'samachta l'rikshes ila komlav nis'almen m'chad derech ha'mishpat. Because you upset at the other dayan, that's what came out. V'zeh ha'anish sh'amal ashay n'rechitz mikeri, and the person who said that I am not zoyan tvilas keri, sheker hu oimer. That's a sheker. Me'idna lai shemayim v'aretz. Rambam says, ha'meid al shemayim v'aretz, shema'olam l'sisa zes elo mi'chayli. The only time when I wasn't tevil tefilas keri is when I was sick. V'heicha shanim in hogi minig avayse b'lo'ilo b'lishum iso. You know, it is a minig of my father, and like I said, it's the minig of Western Africa and Iraq, and Western Africa, you know, I mean the countries on the northwest. And therefore, that's what they did. So why would I be Mishana? And by the way, how did this person checked up on my mikveh badge? Or just makes up whatever he wants. And there's no need to beat this point to death. Explain to the things that bothered me. A, that you taught things that were not true, and that somebody said things about me that had no shaykhs to mitzias. Okay, next. Beis. V'oid kasav to isek sefnus says also wrote kacha. V'divrei chiburecho me'irin le'olam, ach le'mi she'osek b'talmud v'yadeh shem ha'chama she'osku v'nosu b'talmud gemara. Your seif is fantastic for people into gemara. V'loy l'sasek b'em levada mishtak shem ha'chama she'olam. But to learn your sfarim and will forget who the Navarim, that's bad. Because and certainly learning your seif and they don't understand it, they make mistakes. When you're yourself, they don't see where Allah comes from. And he told the Rambam, you know, the Mishnah says big obvious that you have to take into account maybe what you say, what you teach is going to end up in places by Talmidim that are not Zahir, and you're going to make a mess. So the fact that you wrote a sefer that could be a michshol for people that are not on a high level of learning, you should have been more careful. Eiland Vechay Space, I'm quoting you, says, Void kasav nusach zeh roi la drashod la hoiris la oilam shenuchak mara sasibah. And you should have said, people should always learn Gemara. It's something that I need to respond to. I understood what you're thinking, even though you haven't said it mefurish. Da. First of all, tchila. I never said not to learn Gemara and Rif. Hayadea aid. The people by me, the last year and a half, have been learning other sfarim, not my sfarim. They want to learn the riff. This right away is something today we don't do, and it's interesting. It was once upon a time, it was a very popular limud. The Chavetz Chaim writes that a Baal Bas should learn riff. It was a chibur, which many people consider to be a sort of what Kitzah Shulchan Aruch is to Shulchan Aruch, what Shulchan Aruch is to Terumah Yisrael. People saw that in the Rif, and they felt by learning the Rif, you're able to get the core of the sugyas without the lum, you know, without the Shagavatario, and that way get a shlit on Shas. And it's actually the Goyen is Mamlitz as Talmidim to learn it. The Chavetz Chaim is mamet to learn it. Very interesting that once upon a time, today, I mean, we only use the Rif as sort of a when we need it for lumdus. It's there so that the Ran and Moki Yosef could write around it. But he said they most of the time didn't want to learn the Rif. We went through it. become shtayim shalom with Gemara, and some of them want to learn Gemara with me. It's very interesting. I don't know what kind of yeshivas they had, but you could ask your Rosh Hashiva what it is you wanted to learn. So they told the Rambam they want to learn the Rif, and he said, okay, I'm going to do Rif. I don't know. Also, I entertained the idea that that's it. I'm closing all the previous farm. I wrote clearly that I wrote it this safe out of necessity because people don't have the patience to work through the halacha. I wrote very clearly that the place to pass it from is the Gemara. Except that many people don't have what it takes to bring a halacha from the Gemara down to the Lamaisa, so that's why I did it. The fact that you said I don't list you, people forget who the Chachma Gemara. I list the beginning all the doors of the Chachamim. So any poisek who just tells you the psak is because he doesn't mention everybody that came before him. There are many chiburim halachas gedolos and hilchos shavuos of Haigon where the nature of those halachas were they would bring sort of bottom line halachas without the shayvat Torah. I've listed halachas b'chol haTalmud b'chol dinei Torah. Look, the money of the Acher Rebbe Nachkodesh Yitzchak Toisha. The only one who actually did something called Torah was Rebbe Nachkodesh. Im ipnei shez akoyl goyim sheshmayin v'schal, av zeitem gdoyla. If just because it includes all the halachas, is that a reason why it's a chil Hashem? Harei zeitem gdoyla. V'im ipnei aloimdim shamata she'enem yoidim. He said, you tell me that some people are nichshel because they don't understand the Gemara it comes from. He said, a mechaber of Sfarim can't walk around place to place, person to person, and make sure everybody that's learning the Sefer is a good person. And it's interesting because, I mean, at this point, L'chur, the person has a point. It does say that Chacham is over the Veichem, for a person to write things that other people will misunderstand, I assume the Rambam felt that the majority of people get it, they know what it's about, and just because there might be somebody, he can't make I know Ramesh Shapiro, one of the reasons, one of the things that gave him a lot of Agmas Nefesh was, he felt some of the things he said, some of the people who would listen and learn it don't know what he's talking about, misunderstand it, say things that are absolutely crooked and wrong, and just didn't know what to do with it. And he would make, that's why he'd make, except for the Thursday share, which was open to the public, almost every other share was, you had to get permission from him. And he didn't allow recordings of the other stuff, writings of the stuff to get out publicly. He sort of made a sharp division in public shul in which he felt it's not going to be a michshol, people will get it, to those things that he felt, you know, they're delicate, they're sensitive. If you don't understand it, it'll be wrong. But the Rambam, I assume the Rambam felt that the vast majority of people would not have a problem with it, and he can't worry if every single person ever pick up a Rambam. Veda. I wrote very clearly that this is Mishnahic. One second, it's the battery is running a bit low. I'm going to move this to a place. One second. I'm not at home now, so I have to. That's a little bit of maneuvering. Okay, yeah, this is fine. Just one sec, let me get the safe. The yeshiva has gone on a retreat somewhere, so it's all, okay. So he says like this. I wrote this Mishnah, which means like this. A person can write things as bottom lines, sum totals, statements that need to be researched and understood to get it right. That is the safe I wrote. Notice when I wrote that it's on a style of the Mishnah, he didn't mean to say that it's very, very chashev. What he meant to say was the style is going to be a style of, I'm giving you a certain bottom line. You need to use thought process in order to get to halacha. Because you didn't get it, you wrote it a second time that many times you don't understand because you don't know where I'm coming from. There are two styles of Sfarim. One is you either write something that is bottom line, sort of a monologue, or a dialogue. You're going back and forth. The first type, the monologue, sort of just tells you what are the things that I think are right. None of the dialogue as to why this is right. That's how Rabbeinu Kodesh wrote Mishnah. And Pirush is Mefarshit. Vakush is called Dava Piruk, Varaj is Dava Emes, Vaz Sheker, Shaz Roy Zenaroy. In other words, what we do today with footnotes. It's Bezer Derech HaTalmud, HaTalmud Pirush HaMishnah. It's very interesting. The Ramchal wrote a sefer called, one of Ramchal's forum, which is sort of a very basic sefer in Kabbalah, is called Kalach Pisvi Chachma. It's 138 Klolim in Kabbalah. But what he does is something very fascinating. He writes he has like in the middle a very, very concentrated statement. This and this is like this and this. It's like a Mishnah. And around it, he has this huge pirush explaining how many chetimtzes and why and how and so on and so forth. He wrote both of them. In other words, it's presented as if somebody wrote the middle and someone wrote the pirush around it. He wrote both of it. He did. I mean, it's clear. It's before. It is not, you know, but it's interesting that he felt he needed to bring out both points. On the one hand, when you talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, so what did you say? What's the bottom line? A lot of times, to understand it, you need to have a statement. When you read something and there are captions, it's very helpful because you have the nekuda. On the other hand, when you have those, you know, pithy statements, it's a lot of times hard to understand exactly what it means. You need to have a shakla vitaria to understand, did you mean this? Did you mean this? Could it be like this? Could it be like that? You need to have sort of a havana in it. And Ramchal felt that the best way to serve both purposes would be to write a dual sefer. So he says, she calls him Shem, yeah, Vidash, Shemani Garamti Labit Shem Komne Shemarti Dvarim and the Choinim Shem Pi Mishpat Stam Loshem Orem, Derech Ben HaKadosh Tafasti. I did like Ben HaKadosh, Gamuza Lefonai, she calls Stam Shem Loshem Odom, even when he says a Stam in a Mishnah, Kul Liv Chachom Acherim Hein, somebody said it. There's a whole slew of chachamim that said these statements. Nobody starts off a statement with listing up all those daras. What's the point that I should bring down a list of who said it? The point of the safe is to give you the bottom line halachas. So it's, I'm writing. This is not my Torah. I'm bringing down the bottom lines of the Tanoim, the Maraim. The Lomar Feirish, Bibkamakoim, is Ra Rebbe, Dvar Shal Rebbe, Plainikach, Vesasna Kavosi, Dvar Shal Plainikach, Sasna Kavosi. Hine beferish, advorm shoysen rebbe shein aloch psuk etzlev shkachor la soysen amor in stam beloishim odam. The kamakrim is aminan hai stam yechidoihi veliska ben shemech. Udvorim shloihar aloch psuk etzlev rebbe, and things that Rabbein HaKadosh didn't have a kle hachlata, ale yesh machloikis. He didn't have a hachra, which one it is. So here he needed to say the two halachas b'shem Oimram, because here it's important to say it so that we could be down in it. And he said it over in the name of Chacham, the last ones that he heard from. So basically, he was saying there are two shitas and two deis that both of them are within the tchum of what's accepted as halacha. Ukvar amru chazal mipnei ma'is geshem eshes kedmiks halachas behedya. Why certain halachas does he mention it? Lo maskin devasham vehilu levatlon lelam ladoeres vechulup. So sometimes it's there to tell me that this shita is not a shita. Sometimes it's to teach me ladoeres something. Lo maskin devayachne Reuben shem yir bezis devayachesach halav. In other words, sometimes we have a yochid and rabbin so that the yochid has a standing in halacha and allows a future bezin to override the other one. There are different reasons. In other words, it's basic like this. The right thing to do is to mention halacha psuka if there are reasons why you'd mention yochid. This is all an idios. Since the mice of the derech that I'm doing is Mishnadik, why would I mention the Shaka Vataria? I'm not telling you this is a bias halacha. I'm telling you this is the bottom line of the Gemara. I'm not passing like Rava. I'm passing like the stomach of the Gemara, the klal, the bottom line of the sugya, and so on. Well, the fiza, that's why I said in the beginning of this of my sefer, ployni beis dinik ployni beis dinik ladia she kabbala rabbi rabim lo yochid ni yochid. And so on. In other words, I'm saying things bedafka, no names, so people understand this is the stam of the shas. This is the stam halacha, and this is the normative halacha. I'm not telling you, well, Rav holds like that. Everybody say, well, who says halacha is like Rav? And so on. Okay, I have to hold it here. Well, so we're holding it over here, Mr. Shem. Next week, I also have a small. I'll try to keep. I'm going to be away. I'm doing some fundraiser for the yeshiva in some way. But that's a shame. I hope to be able to learn it this time. If not, I'll send the email and whatever. Okay.
Thank you for making it work.
Okay. Good night. Kol tov.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you.